is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are absolutely amazing. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. We got a lot to get into. The players don't work out until Thursday. But today we heard from coaches and GMs at the NFL Combine. They're telling truths, they're telling lies, they're wheeling, they're dealing. And we just got to see what actually happens in a few weeks. Tons. News on Kirk Cousins? Not really. Lies. We got news on Myles Garrett? Not really. Lies. We even got rumors about Rob Gronkowski returning. What a world. To talk about everything going on at the NFL Combine next hour, we're going to be joined by Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. He's going to come through and fill us in on the biggest stories emanating out of Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. Of course, big news tonight, big basketball news on the men and women's side. About an hour ago, Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury, she announced after 20 years, she's gone. And then tonight, Luka Doncic is going to take on the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks are in L.A. It's not a homecoming, but Luka Doncic already has a revenge commercial brought to you by the Jordan brand. So we got a lot to discuss. Nick Sirianni has some thoughts on the tush push and the Green Bay Packers trying to chop it down. We got a lot to get into. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. You could tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got yourself a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. The phone number is here. The bill has been paid. Hickey, it works, right? The phone works?
Phone is up and working.
855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. And then mentioning basketball, we're going to get into this later. And Draymond Green is chirping back at Oscar Robertson. I thought Dwight Howard and Shaquille O'Neal having a beef was kind of cross generations. There's a wide gap between Oscar Robertson and Draymond Green. At least Draymond took it easy on the Big O a little bit. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. Let me get this out the way. As I was getting ready to sit down and do the show, this came along. The Newswire was released via Time Magazine that Diana Taurasi is stepping away from basketball. After 20 years in the WNBA, she's gone. She is the WNBA's all-time leading scorer. She's been MVP. She has 6 Olympic gold medals. Most recently, she just won the last one in Paris. People were looking at her going, man, why the hell you ain't let Caitlin Clark get the spot? Well, she got 6 gold medals, okay? A 2-time finals MVP, I could go on and on. A 10-time WNBA first team, a 5-time scoring champ. Like I said, all-time scoring leader. A 3-time college champion as well, Diana Taurasi. I can go on and on and on. Now, having said that, good luck to her and her retirement. She's going to be on The View tomorrow. Everybody's favorite television show. Hickey, you tune into The View every day, right? Watching, who's on it? Whoopi and Joy and who else? I don't know.
I could not tell you.
Sunny? Oh, okay. I haven't watched The View in like 15 years. What are they? Well, I know what they're arguing about. They argue about the same thing every day, just about. What a great show, right? They don't have to do too much work.
Just run back the same arguments. Maybe a different person or two will change. But for the most right. part, the stances are the same.
Well, Diana Taurasi will be on The View. And so I assume if she says anything of interest, we will certainly run a clip tomorrow of Diana Taurasi. Great. Good for her. I got to be honest. Like, this is great. She's been playing basketball a long time. But I feel like she has played in the space and the time and the era where the WNBA was really struggling to market and sell the game. And that's the past 20 years since she burst onto the scene in 2024. Like, for the past 20 years, I feel like she came after, you know, Tina Thompson and what the Comets were doing out in Houston. And she came right after the big explosion of the WNBA. So I think a lot of what she's done has just been, oh, wow, she's had an amazing career. But it's not the space and the time now where there's so many eyes on the WNBA. And, of course, people will argue about Caitlin Clark. But Diana Taurasi had an absolutely amazing career. I'd be lying through my damn teeth if I told you if I knew everything about her finals victories and WNBA. I didn't watch. I did not watch. I'd be lying through my damn teeth. And 6 Olympic gold medals? Yeah, I remember the 6 because they said she took a spot from Caitlin Clark. Well, she didn't take the spot. They gave it to her. And so good luck to her in her retirement, whatever the hell she's doing, or what she will do. I wish there was more. And shame on me for not being in-depth to every moment and pass and shot of the WNBA for the past 20 years. I remember when the league started. I watched intently as they filled up arenas all over the country, some of them. And then I stopped watching, like a lot of people, when those arenas kind of just fell blank and empty. And teams started moving around. Well, now we see a resurgence in the league. And hopefully it's something that everybody can really start to embrace. Congratulations, Diana Taurasi, the most accomplished, I would say, female basketball player, women's basketball player of all time. I think so. I mean, we can have other conversations, you know, if the WNBA was around when Cheryl Miller was playing, we can go on and on, but it wasn't. That's the reality of it. So good on Diana Taurasi. I'm sure if she says something of note, we will get to it tomorrow. Hickey, how you doing, man? You going to miss Diana Taurasi and her amazing games?
I am. Yeah, UConn legend, sad. Although I will say that the record of 6 gold medals, I don't think will be broken anytime soon.
Nah, I don't think anybody.
24 years worth of Olympic basketball.
Yeah. Ain't no basketball player doing that, right?
No. Yeah, I don't think anyone's having that longevity. So at least she's going to retire and most likely have a record that would go down, you would think, as unbreakable. So good for her. There you go.
Something for everybody, right?
That's right.
You think about another guy who's played 20 years, LeBron James. LeBron James, he got four. He was on that. Wasn't he on that loser team? He was.
He was with Dwayne Wade.
When he first got into the league. And so I guess we can't blame LeBron James on that one. But he only has 3 gold medals. Hickey, where do you think he's keeping that? Where they end up with? Bronze?
I think it was bronze, yeah. Against Canada?
What do you think that is?
I mean, realistically, probably melted by now, right?
You think LeBron melted his bronze medal?
I would.
Okay, all right. Probably lost it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, it's in somebody's garage in Cleveland right now. This guy, I don't blame him. Doesn't matter. What a world. Congratulations to Diana Taurasi. We'll see what she has to say on The View tomorrow. That's not the only big news that popped and dropped today. NFL Combine, Indianapolis. This is about the only time of the year besides a big old race that Indianapolis is the center of the world or the sports world here in America as the NFL Combine is going on. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this means that we got a bunch of GMs. We have a bunch of coaches that are standing in front of microphones. They're answering questions from media and they are lying through their teeth, or at least they're creating illusions. Because in what world does a smart GM, not all of them are smart, but what world does a smart GM just lay all his cards out on the table when he doesn't need to? And of course, at this time of the year, we have questions about rosters and roster decisions and who's going and who's coming and who's staying, who's getting traded, who's getting a deal. And how about this one? This is a big one. Travis Kelce. We know in his case, the man just lost in the Super Bowl. Looks like he's a player on the decline. Is still a good tight end, one of the best in the league, but certainly not head and shoulders above anybody in any capacity. Travis Kelce is owed about $12 million if he is on the Chiefs come March 15th. The new league year starts on March 12th. The Kansas City Chiefs want to know what the hell is this guy going to do? Is he going to come back and catch passes from Patrick Mahomes? Or is he going to catch flights all over the world with his girlfriend, Taylor Swift? Well, someone who believes that he's going to be catching passes from Mahomes and not catching other things from Swift is Brett Veach. This man is the GM. He says, I think Kelce will come back next season. Listen to this.
How we left at the end of the season is that he was fired up. He has one more year under contract, and still think he has that fire and desire to play. And as far as I'm concerned, there is no deadline. I think we left it as he'd be back, and we're excited to get him back and get him going.
Yeah, but damn it, I think the same thing. Yeah, I saw somewhere someone made the point that Travis Kelce, he can make so much more money away from the football field. Oh, he can make so much money not getting hit and working out. And I'm like, is somebody is automatically going to dump him $12 million? Like on one singular day? Like in what stupid world does that exist? I don't know. Is he holding on to a big secret that I don't know? I know about the New Heights podcast and a $100 million production deal over 5 years. Come on now, that's simple math between him and his brother. That's still not $12 million in his damn pocket. You got to get this football money while you can. Hollywood can wait. Matter of fact, it's not waiting. This guy is hosting television shows. He's popping up while he is actively playing football. He can act for as long as he can remember a damn line or stand on a set. Travis Kelce cannot play football for the next 10 and 15 years the same way that he could go on dates with Taylor Swift and host talk shows. He cannot do it. I'd be shocked if Travis Kelce walks away. But then again, he's not married to Taylor Swift. As far as I know, they got no prenup. The guy can't marry her and take her money. That's not going down. Anyway, I expect Travis Kelce to be back. But what do I know? It's not my decision. That's not the only big decision that has been made this NFL offseason or needs to be made. The New York Jets have already made it clear. We don't want Aaron Rodgers. This 41-year-old quarterback, he can take his behind and go elsewhere. I don't know if Matthew Stafford and the Rams can't come to a deal. Maybe Aaron Rodgers just plays for the Rams. It's a possibility. The New York Jets and Aaron Glenn, the GM. Well, Aaron Glenn is the coach, but Aaron Glenn spoke today, and he pretty much said, yeah, we don't want Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, I understand players like Quinnen Williams and others, they would be upset with this decision. But this is Aaron Glenn's job. Listen to what he said.
I understand the reaction of the players, but I will say this. Every decision that me and Mooch make is to win, and to win now. So I understand it, but again, listen, this is not going to be the last decision I make, right? That's going to upset some people. And that's okay, right? But as men, we talk about it. We make sure we keep it in-house that we're going to continue to do.
Man, players are just thinking about winning. They're not thinking about all the headaches that come with Aaron Rodgers. They're not thinking about all the drama. They're not thinking about all the stupid interviews on Pat McAfee. They're not thinking about all of the distractions that lead to winning. Like the New York Jets aren't just thinking about now or today. They're not just thinking about one singular player. Man, they're thinking about the future. Players are thinking about the now. So, of course, Quinnen Williams is sad that Aaron Rodgers is moving on. At least the Jets made that decision for him. Earlier today, there was another team. They're not moving on from their older quarterback. They plan on keeping him, or so they say. I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons right here in Georgia. There aren't a lot of Kirk Cousins fans. I'd be shocked to see Kirk Cousins jerseys in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium later on this year, because Kirk Cousins basically lied to the Falcons. Lied about his shoulder and his arm hurting. Was on the injury report for 1 week. It sucked. Threw 9 interceptions, lost 4 games, and then got benched. Well, Kirk Cousins is owed a lot of money. over the next several years. I mean, damn it, the rest of this year, they owe this guy like $24, $27 million to be a backup and do absolutely nothing. Now, do you really believe Kirk Cousins is going to be on the Falcons later this year? Or are they bluffing? One thing is clear. Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Falcons, he said that Michael Penix Jr. is still the starter.
Michael Penix is our quarterback, and Michael Penix will continue to be our quarterback. We stood here last year, and we talked about looking for that guy, and we believe we found him. And I got so much confidence in Michael Penix leading us into the future, and I believe our whole building does, and I believe our fan base does, and I believe our owner does, that we are really excited about that young man. Definitely disappointed what happened and how we ended last season, but we got a lot of really good things, a lot of positive thoughts for us moving forward and how we want to go out here and try to win ultimately.
Distraction, distraction, distraction. Let's talk about the good things and ignore the bad. Like, how the hell are we going to have a $27, $28 million backup quarterback on the team? The reality is he probably won't be on the team. Like, can you have Kirk Cousins on the team? The Falcons have made their bed, and now they got to lie down in it. We'll see what happens over the next several weeks, the next several months. I'd be surprised if Kirk Cousins was on the team. That's a lot of money for a guy, well, who doesn't want to be there, has a no-trade clause, and y'all don't want him either. That's the reality. You know, we'll get more into the Falcons as we continue on with the show. I told you, Frank Schwab is going to join us from Yahoo Sports to talk about a lot of the issues, a lot of the stories coming out of Indianapolis. How about this? The Baltimore Ravens have said, yeah, we are looking for a kicker in the draft. Yeah, that's what the Ravens said. The Ravens said, we're looking for a kicker in the draft, and we're following all of the developments around Justin Tucker very closely. I mean, all you got to do is read some of the accusations. I don't know how much closer you can get than that. But we got a lot to get into. I told you about Nick Sirianni defending his patented tush push. I guess he's not hungover from the celebration anymore. We'll get into the Browns as they have maybe shed some light on what they plan on doing in the draft. And a matter of fact, when we come back from the other side of the break, I want to talk about the team that has the first selection in this year's draft. It's the Tennessee Titans. Now, we know they need basically one of everything, but what are they going to do? Are they going quarterback? Are they going wide receiver? Are they going Travis Hunter? Did we get a hint at it? I'll let you know on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We are just getting started, so do yourself a favor. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about some of the news that's come out of the NFL Combine today. A lot of the GMs, a lot of the coaches are speaking, giving their thoughts on their strategies as the offseason moves forward. Talked about the Jets saying sayonara to Aaron Rodgers. We'll get more into the Atlanta Falcons and their quarterback conundrum. And then Travis Kelce, Brett Veach, the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs, he believes that this man, Travis Kelce, will return. We'll keep you up to date and talk more about some of the words that are coming out of Indianapolis. I did mention to you that the team that is selecting at number one overall, the Tennessee Titans, they got some choices. They got some decisions. They need everything under the sun if they want to move back into being a competitive team. But the Tennessee Titans, they're a bunch of idiots as an overall. They're a stupid organization. I think their owner has nothing to do, doesn't know anything about the NFL, as she basically inherited the team from her dad. I drew that conclusion when she decided to fire Mike Vrabel. It didn't take a rocket scientist for me to go ahead and figure that one out. And so the Tennessee Titans last year, they bring on Brian Callahan. They have a 3-14 record. Will Levis he's not the answer to nothing. This guy is a glorified backup. 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and 10 fumbles. If the name of the game is giving the ball away to the other team, then Will Levis would be a success. But he's not. So the Tennessee Titans need everything. That's what happens when you win three games and you lose 14. Now, we've heard it all. This is not a strong quarterback class. Are the Tennessee Titans going to go in a different direction? Are they going to select Abdul Carter out of Penn State? Are they going to select Travis Hunter at number one overall and get themselves a top defender and a top wide receiver? We'll see. The Tennessee Titans could trade out of the spot if anybody wants to trade up. I don't know if there's a talent that people are just head over heels about, but we have two different opinions when it comes down to Travis Hunter. I told you the Tennessee Titans are selecting number one overall. Maybe they don't want Cam Ward. Maybe Shedeur Sanders is too tricky of a deal. Brian Callahan, head coach of the Titans, was asked about Travis Hunter and whether or not he believes he can do what he did in college. That's play on defense as a corner and then also play as a wideout. Listen to what Brian Callahan had to say.
Yeah, it's very realistic. I think he's a unique player, that there's not a whole lot of other players you could compare what he's done. There's not many guys that have played that many snaps on both sides of the ball. And you watch his tape and you see his ability to play both at a very high level. So, I think anybody that you talk to about him is going to say the same thing, that he's got the ability to play both.
All right. That doesn't mean that they're going to go out there and select them. I mean, is he a fail-proof option? Is he the most solid spot or choice to get? At least if Tennessee does select him, we have an inkling as to what they would do with him. Now, there's another team. They need a quarterback as well. That happens to be the Browns. They select the number two overall. Now, faced with a decision of selecting Travis Hunter or going with a QB, I think it'd probably be criminal for the Browns to go with Hunter and not select someone like Cam Ward. So despite this, Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, he was also asked about Travis Hunter, and he didn't think defense first, which was pretty surprising. Listen to his response.
In terms of, you know, Travis Hunter, cornerback or receiver, the answer is yes. So he can play both, and I think that's what makes him special. You know, we would see him as a receiver primarily first, but I think part of, again, what makes him a bit of a unicorn is the fact that he can do both at a high level.
Oh, man. That's weird, right? You're going to put him out at wide receiver? And I don't think this is a choice for the Browns to make. They got to take a QB. If you want, just as a business decision, you can have a lot of faith in somebody, whether it's Ward or Sanders. If you want to make the fans in Cleveland feel something, like the team and the organization has some type of a pulse, you go QB. You take the best quarterback available, and then you bring in a veteran, and then you take your time and throw an, I don't know, Cam Ward out there. But you can't bring in Travis Hunter and have an experiment. Because the reality is, let's be clear, if you're the Tennessee Titans, you're going to suck again in year one. Okay, I don't care who you select. You are going to suck in year one. If you're the Cleveland Browns, you're going to have another bad season in 2025. You can bring in a quarterback, but there's no Jaden Daniels who's going to come around and turn your fortunes. There's no C.J. Stroud who's going to save the day. And so if you're Tennessee, yeah, take the best player available and suck again this year. Come back next year. If you're the Cleveland Browns, shoot your shot at a quarterback. Go ahead, take Cam Ward. Take your time developing him and then try to build moving into the future. I know a few weeks ago, Cam Newton basically said, man, when you're selected number one in the draft like me, you walk into a locker room full of losers. Steve Smith did not appreciate those comments. I'm also sure Steve Smith doesn't appreciate the recent comments about him sleeping with somebody else's wife, but that's none of my business. Hickey, I know you saw that. Maybe it's your business.
I saw a lot of things about that. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, wow, right?
Hmm.
He hasn't responded. What are you going to say, right?
What is there to say? I mean, isn't just...
You got to figure that out with your own wife at home, don't you?
I would have facts of the facts. I don't,
oh,
you know,
man.
Is Steve Smith supposed to confirm them? Or
could you? No, I don't say nothing. Could you imagine you're married for 25 years? You got four kids. I think all of the kids are old enough to know what's going on. And you got this guy going online going, hey, this former, maybe future Hall of Fame wide receiver is sleeping with my wife. Oh, my God. Hickey, that man is not answering any. He's probably sleeping in a hotel right now.
Yeah, I'm also not sure the benefit if you are the guy, the not Steve Smith, but
The guy who got cheated on by his wife.
Right. I don't know what you have to gain by putting your private life on blast like that.
No. He wanted to hurt Steve Smith. That's why he did it.
Sure. Right.
And he did. He did. He did. Apparently, if it appears so. And his ex, I assume that's his ex. So he wanted he got hurt, so he's here for the revenge.
I guess. I mean, like you look. I don't know.
That's not logical, not for me or you, but he wanted to hurt them back. He did it.
That part's logical. How you go about that, maybe I would have tried to do something different. You're not going to fight Steve Smith. But
I was going to say, how do you get Steve Smith back? He ruined his family. He said this lady, he's saying that his wife, do you blame Steve Smith or do you blame the wife, I guess is the thing.
If you're the husband, I think your anger should be directed more at your
wife.
Their ex-wife.
Right.
She's the one who made the decision. I mean, Steve Smith, again, your own morals, your own values, but that's the man making his own decisions.
You're not excusing his decisions, are you?
No, I am not. Okay, but again, if you're going to be mad at somebody, I'd rather be mad at someone that I know that could have controlled and just said simply no thank you, I'm good.
Yeah.
Of going through with it.
I guess for him, there's a little more self-satisfaction on that he's hurting Steve Smith, too.
I guess. Sure. Yeah. Sure. I mean, hurt people, but...
That's right. You're damn right about that, Hickey. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a lead pipe to the knee isn't so bad after all.
So, Steve Smith? I'm surprised Cam Newton hasn't come out and said anything. Now, if you want to talk about... You want to talk about some get back? Now would be the time, wouldn't it be, huh?
Here busting my ass, and this guy's distracted over there. See? Bunch of losers.
Yeah, he's a loser. You see who's the loser now. Hey, look, at least Cam Newton is showing some, restraint. But I don't think he's released a new episode of his podcast yet, so we'll see. I thought that Draymond Green was going to leave Oscar Robertson alone, and he didn't. And so... Hey, this is the benefit of everybody having these podcasts. I wouldn't be shocked if we got a little bit of a pot shot, a veiled shot at Steve Smith from Cam Newton, even though him allegedly sleeping with somebody else's wife has nothing to do with Cam Newton calling him and the rest of the Panthers locker room a bunch of losers. What a world. The internet is it's an interesting place, to say the least. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Good luck to those other losers, the Titans and the Browns, on figuring out what they're going to do in the draft. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back from break, hey, you know what? I just mentioned teams not being able to turn things around in a year like Washington with Jaden Daniels. It looks like a key player on Washington. He might be moving on elsewhere. He's on the defense. They need help with the defense. And then I want to talk to you about a legend, a future Hall of Famer. He might be coming back to the NFL. What? I'm going to tell you who might be leaving television to return to the league. And no, it's not Tom Brady. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, man, I'm waiting on this basketball game tonight. Highly anticipated. Luka Doncic. Dallas Mavericks, Los Angeles Lakers. The only thing better than this is when Luka actually returns to Dallas. We got to wait. This game tonight is going to be in L.A. We'll talk more about that later on. I got to get to a different type of return. I didn't expect to see this one pass through the news earlier this afternoon. But Denver Sports 104.3 The Fan, Cecil Lammy, reports that Rob Gronkowski is considering a return to the NFL. Lammy says that Gronkowski, he loves Denver. Obviously, he worked with Sean Payton on Fox, and that he also loves Bo Nix. Okay. Now, as of now, this minute, this second, I haven't seen a damn thing from his former agent, at least his football representative, as someone who's never shy from the limelight, Drew Rosenhaus. So I have no idea. Rob Gronkowski turns 36 years old in May. Okay? May. He will be 36 in May. This man originally retired in 2019, came back to play with Tom Brady down in Tampa Bay. We haven't seen him suit up since 2021. He's been out of the league for three seasons. I'm supposed to think, and I know Rob Gronkowski, there's jokes about him eating Tide Pods. If you ask him 1 + 1, he might tell you 3. He plays the role of a dumb jock. The guy's not stupid. After a few years off, can he step back onto the field and play? Can he catch a pass? Yeah, but can he block? I'm sure. What does that speed look like? Why do you want to take a beating on your body? I don't know. Rob Gronkowski returning? And better chance that he returns. And, of course, Tom Brady is trying to make that big money. Why would he step off of the television set with Fox and go play with a second-year QB? I don't see it happening. George Payton, he is the GM of the Denver Broncos, and he was asked about this Gronkowski report that he wants to join the Broncos. This is what George Payton told KOA.
We just signed him, actually. I just heard that on my way over here. So that's pretty cool. He wants to be a Bronco.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. He's like, yeah, he wants to be a Bronco. Let me know when he calls me up. Let me know when Drew Rosenhaus calls. Does he even want him? Hickey, you think this is accurate? Is this guy coming out of retirement after 3 years at 36 to play for a second-year QB? You see this happening?
No chance.
No chance. Oh, wow, damn.
I'm with you. I just doesn't make sense from the Broncos' perspective, from Gronk's perspective. I've seen maybe that this could be a ploy just to get a raise at Fox.
Yeah, right.
Which would make sense because that's kind of really, right, the only leverage he'd have to stand on. I'm going to leave you, not for another network, because I'm not really sure how many networks would hire him, but to go back to play football. Wow. And maybe he gets paid a little bit more now from Fox to keep him, quote unquote, in the booth and prevent him from playing again.
Besides backups, who the hell has ever thrown him a pass besides Tom Brady? On a consistent basis, the answer is nobody, right? Am I missing something here?
You are correct.
Why in the hell would I return to getting my body beat up, battered? Why do I want to return to the weight room and put on more muscle just to get beat up? And why do I want to do that with a second-year QB in a city that I'm not familiar with, playing for a coach that I'm not familiar with? And Tom Brady has nothing to do with any of this. It smells like crap. It smells like a lot of lies. And maybe it is a ploy to get more money from Fox. Like, who's on the set with them, right? Michael Strahan is still there, right?
He is.
Jimmy Johnson is still there?
Still there.
Howie is still there?
Howie Long, still present.
Oh, my God. What do they got? Six guys on the set?
They have a lot. Yeah, they added Gronk. They didn't take anybody away.
Terry Bradshaw is still there.
Terry's still kicking.
Now, who is it? Uh-oh. Here we go.
Yep.
Nope. Not going to mix them up. Nope. Kurt Menefee, right?
Kurt Menefee.
That's it? I'm missing somebody?
I think you know. That's six, right? I think you've nailed it.
If I'm going left to right, Kurt Menefee, somebody's between.
I think Terry Bradshaw, right? Is he the far left?
I thought Bradshaw was on the right. They put Gronk on the end because he's the novice here. And Strahan, Howie, let's do that. Menifee, Bradshaw, Strahan, Gronkowski, and Jimmy Johnson. That's five people. We missing somebody?
And then Howie Long.
Howie Long. That's six people, damn.
Six people. It's a lot. Wow.
Maybe he's trying to give somebody the boot in a nice way. I don't know. Isn't somebody leaving CBS? They done given quite a few people the boot already.
Phil Simms got the boot. Boomer Esiason got the boot.
Yeah, yeah.
So they brought J.J. Watt on. I mean, obviously they added Nate Burleson a few years ago.
Matt Ryan is there, too.
Matt Ryan.
So they've added more. They've added two. Well, they've added two people, but they've added three. Well, and they just eliminated. They swapped out two. In comes Matt Ryan. In comes J.J. Watt. Out go the New York quarterbacks.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
They
all
keep
right.
their numbers with Coach Cowher still there. It's
right.
relatively, was it four or five? Yeah. Like,
is Tony Gonzalez still doing stuff with them too?
No. He is Amazon Prime Thursday night kickoff.
Wow. What do I know?
Which is another long, big desk with a lot of people there.
Him, Sherman, Fitzpatrick.
Andrew Whitworth.
Whitworth.
Carissa Thompson.
Is she the host?
She's the host.
She's the lead. Carissa.
They have a few.
Oh, boy.
Few sideline reporters. Albert Breer's there. Taylor Rooks is a contributor.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think Michael Smith sometimes contributes. They got
Smith? Oh, yeah. From NBC, right?
From NBC.
He's still doing Peacock stuff?
I believe so.
Wow. Damn, bro.
Yeah, they got a lot of people. A lot of these pregame shows have a lot of people.
Yeah, why would Gronk leave this? Like, he's not leaving. Like, he's just thinking about being gone for years and returning. No, he ain't going anywhere.
What's he also have to gain, JR? Like, if he does return, for like, what are you doing for your legacy?
Nothing. The guy's going into the Hall of Fame, and he's going to deliver a dumbass speech at the Hall of Fame. We don't need any additional, we need no extra bookmarks for Rob Gronkowski's career. So just shut that door. I think he has to. Yeah. For what? Why are you coming back now? And what would it benefit him? Why? Because we're entering free agency in almost 2 weeks? I don't know. Waste of complete time. By the way, this guy's actually playing football. Plays for Washington. His name is Jonathan Allen. We got word that he might be done in Washington. It feels like over the years they've had all of these great defenders at the line of scrimmage, and slowly but surely they've all gotten hurt or moved on elsewhere. Hi, Chase Young. But Jonathan Allen is 30 years old. This man was their first round pick in 2017. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. Last year he tore a chest muscle, missed half of the season, but he's looking for some cash. And if you're Washington, you know you have your quarterback. You want to, I guess, be spendthrifts and trying to move things along, knowing that he wants a new deal. Or maybe you're trying to see what his market value is as well. Kind of crazy to think about. Washington almost went to the Super Bowl last year, but got thrashed and abused by the Philadelphia Eagles. Their defense can use all the help in the world. Their rushing defense stinks. I mean, they're in the same category as the Carolina Panthers when it comes down to being trash. Only New Orleans and Carolina were worse when it comes to the line of scrimmage on the defensive side of the ball. Adam Peters helps run that team. He's Washington's GM. And he said, yeah, Jonathan Allen, he wants to leave. He can see how much he's worth somewhere else. Listen to this.
Going in the last year of his deal and wanted to give him and his representation, Blake Baratz, who's a really good agent, they just talked about it and said wanted to be able to explore opportunities. And so we let them do that, and we're staying in contact with them nearly every day. Just texted with them this morning, and really everything's still on the table in terms of whether it's a trade or staying here.
Yeah, it's just like every other situation. You want more money. You played half of last season. You're 30 years old. You're still good. You want more money. You don't agree with us on how much money we want to pay you. Go see how much you're worth. If somebody will pay you more and they will write the check and give us some compensation, and we can talk. If not, settle for the contract and settle for the deal that we have in front of you. He may be sticking around with Washington.
It's just, I find it tough to think that as much as they need help on the defensive line, as young as the team already is, their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is already a star in the league, that you're going to give up talent? I don't think so. Might be a little bit of a market correction for Jonathan Allen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to get into. We got more football, more news coming out of Indianapolis. Matter of fact, in the upcoming hour, we're going to have a chat with Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. We'll ask him about everything going on in Indianapolis related to the combine. I told you I can't wait to see Luka Doncic light up the Dallas Mavericks tonight in Los Angeles. We're going to get into the Browns. We're going to get into the Ravens' comments on Justin Tucker. We got the Giants. Their GM was showing love to Saquon Barkley. There's so much more to do. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.